Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, Jim Hobgood. The UVA men's basketball team dropped a shocker to Miami at the ACC tournament and in the process lost an NIT bid. On to brighter news. The number 5 UVA baseball team swept Clemson last weekend, 3 straight, and they host number 4 ranked Florida State this weekend. The number 2 UVA lacrosse team defeated Cornell with an excellent fourth quarter and now faces Ohio State this Saturday at 3 p.m. at Klockner Stadium. And the UVA wrestlers are headed off to Philly tomorrow for the NCAAs. Cavaliers spring sports are rolling. We're glad that you've joined us tonight.
Indeed. This is Hobbo. We have another terrific show lined up for you tonight. Of course, UVA football practice began today at 6 a.m. Maybe interesting to ask our guest Brandon what time they practiced when he was there at spring practice. But at any rate, and of course, in other news, hired an assistant coach, Coach Wolf, I believe. And then the other name that UVA fans very familiar with, the biscuit himself, Marcus Higgins, back as a graduate assistant. So we're delighted to have you with us tonight. And speaking of football, we are going to have former UVA fullback and current Richmond Raider, Brandon Isaiah, joining us in a few minutes. Before we do that, there are several ways you can follow the show, and Frank will tell you that right now.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. Our previous shows are archived on the Saber as well. We encourage you also to go on Facebook. Just search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions are welcome tonight. Just call us at 345-0910. That's 345-0910.
Yeah, and before we go any farther, we should point out we have an abbreviated show tonight because of WRNL's commitment to the NCAA basketball tournament and their pregame show. So we're only on for a half hour tonight. We'll just be with you through the bottom of the hour. Frank has given me a lecture about not talking about the game in Greensboro, but we do need to at least put a ribbon around the Virginia basketball season, which other than those last 42 seconds of the season, by and large, I think Tony Bennett accomplished a lot. And I think the future is really, really bright. When you look at the team, you go down the roster with the expected return of Mike Scott, Joe Harris, KT Harrell, Sammy Zaglinski, Jontel Heavens, Asan Sen, Akil Mitchell, and then you take the red shirt off, James Johnson, a couple of new kids, Brogdon and Jesperson, both of whom I think could make significant contributions next year. I counted
Atkins.
Up.
Don't forget Atkins.
Atkins as well. I don't know if he's ready to contribute next year or not, but he'll certainly be on the ball club. But you're looking at least 10, maybe 11 guys who really can contribute. So I think Coach Bennett's going to have a lot more flexibility and options next year. And I think I've told some people, and if we're sitting here at this time next year, I promise you, we will be getting ready for the Hoos in the NCAA basketball tournament at this time next year.
Here.
So they will be ready to go. And I think even this year, with Mike Scott, if he had not gotten hurt, I think it's very easy to pick up 4, 5, 6 wins for this team that they did not get otherwise. And if they had gotten those 4, 5, 6 wins, this year may have lasted a little longer. But I think in the overall scheme of things, the fact that he is going to be back there next year and all these other kids got that much more experience for Coach Bennett this year, I think the future is very bright for Virginia basketball. And let's talk about the other gender side. The news of Debbie Ryan's retirement, your reaction to that, and what's your speculation on a successor?
Well, as a longtime fan of Debbie Ryan and a seriously a huge supporter, I never missed a game that was airing on TV and caught some games live, and actually very much was a huge fan of what she did, not only for UVA women's basketball, but also for the ACC in women's basketball and Title IX at UVA. You really cannot underestimate the value that she had in all those areas. On the other hand, it felt like the time was right. I'm delighted that Craig Littlepage, the athletic director, and his staff, they were able to successfully encourage Debbie to step down and resign, I think, with dignity and so forth. And I think the program is ready to take that next step to get back to where Debbie used to be, and that was in the NCAAs and competing at the top echelon of ACC women's basketball.
Well, with certainly with the school and the facilities and the ACC, there's no reason why with the right leadership, Virginia women's basketball can't continue to play at the very highest levels of college basketball. So it'll be very interesting to see as the search moves forward who Coach Littlepage and others actually take a look at for that job. Because, I mean, you would think it would be a plum job that people would be very much interested in.
Well, you would think Jenny Busick as well as Dawn Staley.
Now, do you think how long has she been at South Carolina? Do you know?
Not very long, but if her agent is worth his weight in salt, must have had something written into her contract that if the Virginia job ever came open.
Well, there's still a lot of people that find going back and coaching at your alma mater is very attractive. So I would think that would certainly be something that she would be interested in at least exploring.
Well, you've got to figure there's some other names that are bouncing around out there. I feel certain in the next 5-6 days we'll start hearing some names. And then it'll become a little bit clearer. But
as one who turned down the job 36 years ago, Habo may have to throw his name back in the ring here.
Well, you and Dan Bonner, two of my all-time favorite Cavalier basketball players, both had the opportunity to take the women's program.
Well, Dan actually did for 2 years, on my recommendation. But he decided to he married one of his players and then went on to a broadcast career, which has been very successful for him, so he's had a chance to be around basketball for a long time.
By the way, an update, looks like UVA is leading JMU in baseball right now 5-2, so it looks like they're at the bottom of the fourth and maybe the beginning of the fifth inning. So let's do this, because I think Brandon is holding. As we well know, the Richmond Raiders of the Southern Indoor Football League have started their second year as a franchise, and they are fortunate, I think, to have someone of Brandon Isaiah's caliber on the roster this year. And he's a stud fullback, really hits the hole hard, makes a hole if needed. Played very well at UVA. I remember him distinctly. Was a no-nonsense type of guy. Didn't really need to do any celebrating because he would just deck people left and right, and he used to block a lot for Wally Lundy and some others for UVA, and used to do some pass blocking for Marcus Hagans, who got the new job in Charlottesville. And
some other names, Matt Schaub, Heath
Matt
Miller.
He
had some very, very illustrious teammates and good teams when he was there.
Billy McMullen was a wide receiver those years, and Alvin Pierman, and Ahmad Brooks was on defense, and those were some good years. So Brandon, are you there? Brandon, are you there? I think we lost him.
All right, we'll have him back momentarily.
I'm sure he's just floating around.
I think that introduction was so good, he was probably too humble to come on. You know, he was embarrassed.
But while we're trying to reconnect with him, Brandon grew up down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He has a brother, Derwin, who apparently was a good football player as well, and. Brandon, I understand, is now doing a little bit of teaching in Charlottesville, and he's also coaching at Charlottesville High School. So very much looking forward to catching up with him and hoping that we can get him lined up here pretty quickly. The Richmond Raiders.
Now, tell me about the Richmond Raiders. What kind of season do they play? How many games do they play? Do you know?
I'm looking at the calendar right here. Their first game is this Saturday night. They're playing Trenton at the Richmond Coliseum, and if you've not been to see the Raiders, you're talking about some seriously rugged football.
I mean, they play at the Coliseum.
Oh yes, they do, and it's nothing but action. You can't take a breath. There's no place. You don't want to take your eyes off the field because the action it just goes on.
All right, I think
we've got Brandon back on the line. Brandon, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're good, Brandon. All right, we're dealing with some technical difficulties there. We were talking a little bit about the Richmond Raiders. You want to fill everybody in a little bit on what you do for the Raiders and talk about the Raiders' upcoming season?
I'm a busy guy in the middle. I play fullback, and we play with the arena style football rules. So I do a lot of blocking most of the time, which is cool because I get to block for guys like Brian Randall, and we have good players like Red Thompson and guys of that nature. So it's a lot of fun. It's real physical in the middle. Me and the center spend a lot of time together. Very exciting. Boarded walls on the sideline, so you're going to hear a lot of smashing and stuff like that. So it's a real good experience for people who've never really seen it before.
Now, you understand that you've also got, besides Brian Randall, who's quite a quarterback, you've also got Rodney Landers, right?
Oh, yeah. Rodney's a big-time player, man. He's a great guy to be around. I mean, obviously, if you watch college football, you saw him play when he was at JMU. And last year, he played with us for the Richmond Revolution, and he pretty much did everything we asked him to do. I mean, he could play any position on the field. So it's a good deal to be, you know, playing with guys like Rodney Landers.
Hey, Brandon, this is Jim Hobgood. I was just going to ask you, part of the introduction that Frank made indicated you were teaching and coaching over in Charlottesville. I guess my question is, what do you do to stay in football shape prior to the season beginning for the Raiders?
I try to be a little disciplined about going to the weight room. It's not the same as, you know, when you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go train, obviously, because you have classes to teach for, lesson plans, and things of that such. But coaching with my high school kids, I get to run around with them and lift weights with them sometimes, and I also play a little basketball in my free time. So I do what I can to keep myself busy. So
I'm sure you do. Brandon, your good friend Marcus Hagans just got hired and joined Mike London's staff as a graduate assistant coach. He's going to work with tight ends and some of the other skilled players on offense. Talk to me a little bit about what you've heard about the team and maybe Biscuit's role with the Cavaliers.
Most of us guys in Charlottesville, we like to keep up, you know, with what's going on with the team. Obviously, we have a lot of pride in the football program. We were really excited about Coach London being brought back to lead the program. He's a great guy, great coach. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of great guys around him. Biscuit's another guy that you never forget. He has an infectious attitude. A lot of games in a huddle, he's just that guy that you never have any doubt about what he's capable of doing. If he tells you something, you really believe it without hesitating. And it allows you to go out and fight for the guy. And I'm pretty sure that he'll coach the same way. So those guys are lucky to have a guy like him around.
Yeah, we're visiting with former University of Virginia football player Brandon Isaiah, who is now a member of the Richmond Raiders. Brandon, an article in the newspaper over here in Richmond today made reference to the fact that Coach London is having his spring practices at 6 in the morning. I was just curious as to what your reaction is to that start time for practice. And when you were there, what time did practice start for spring practice?
Well, we didn't practice in spring ball at 6 o'clock in the morning, but we had to do a lot of tough things. So, I mean, those guys are great players, great athletes. I'm pretty sure they'll adjust. Springtime is an exciting time for guys, especially young guys who are trying to get climb up the depth chart and compete for playing time. So after the first couple of days, once the guys adjust, I'm pretty sure it won't be such a big deal for them.
Just, do you know anything about the quarterback situation over there? The one, I guess, Biscuit's cousin is one of the guys fighting for the quarterback situation. Have you heard anything over there in the grapevine in Charlottesville?
You guys probably know more than me. but any guy that's any kin to Marcus Hagans, he's definitely worth a look. I'm pretty sure he's a great player. And, a lot of us are really excited about this new recruiting class. We had the chance to look at some of those videos of those guys, and they're obviously good football players, so we're looking forward to the progress that they're going to make and how much help they're going to be for the program in the coming future.
Well, Brandon, we've got one more question for you, and then we've got to go to break. But we promised to bring you back maybe later on before summer gets here. Let's look back when you were playing for the Cavaliers. What was maybe your favorite moment as a Cavalier player?
Oh, that's a tough one. Probably in 2002, I think that was my redshirt sophomore year. I don't think we were picked at the beginning of the season to be very high in the ACC. We had a rough start. We lost to, I think, Colorado State and Florida State early on. And we kind of rallied around each other. I think we ended up finishing second in the league. And we kind of were hoping to go to the Gator Bowl, but we ended up in the Tire Bowl in Charlotte. And we were playing a really good West Virginia team, but those guys kind of felt like they didn't deserve to be there and that, they were going to have an easy game. So the night before we played, all the guys got together, guys like Matt Schaub, Alvin Pyramid, and a lot of other players who people don't really talk about. We just got really emotional, and we just had a lot of pride in ourselves and the program, and we were just really looking forward to the challenge of playing West Virginia. You know, we ran around each other, and guys got real hyped. Some guys were sweating, and you know how that goes sometimes the night before the game, and you're really excited. And we went out and kind of took it to West Virginia, and that was kind of a symbolic thing for me just to see how those guys in the locker room, we were very close, and it wasn't anything we felt like we couldn't do on the football field, especially when we were together. So that was a great group of guys that year, man. I really had a ball playing with those guys.
Well, Brandon, we got a little bit of an abbreviated show tonight, so we appreciate your joining us for a few minutes. As Frank said, we'll certainly have you back on, but we wish you the very best. I guess your first game this weekend with the Raiders at home against Trenton. Good luck. Enjoy.
All right.
And look forward to having you back.
Oh, appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Take care, B.I.
All right. Brandon Isaiah, former Cavalier, joining us tonight. We'll go to break, be back for our tonight's final segment, and we'll look at spring sports and next week's show after these messages. All right, welcome back. Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, who's talking tonight? As we say, an abbreviated show, bottom of the hour. The WRNL will go to the NCAA pregame show in front of the game out in Dayton tonight. But before we go there, we're going to go to Frank Maloney with the Mark Foss Brown team at Keller Williams Realty. Play the game, and my guess is it's not from the Miami basketball game.
You are correct, Hobbo. This week, we will recognize UVA left-handed pitcher utility star Danny Hulson for shutting down Clemson on Friday night with 6.2 shutout innings while striking out 14 Tigers to lead UVA to a 5-0 win and a weekend sweep, which was the first time ever in the series. Hulson was named yesterday the Collegiate Baseball National Player of the Week for the second time this season. He's also hitting a cool .372 for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, and speaking of baseball, my guess is he will be pitching Friday night at 6 o'clock when your Seminoles come to town for what Frank says is maybe the big series of the regular season in baseball.
Huge. Right now, Florida State is number 4 in the nation. The Cavaliers are number 5. Between the two schools, I think they only have one or two losses. Both squads are off and running and will be competing maybe for the top position of all college baseball.
Now, the interesting thing is I think we're going to have baseball weather this weekend.
It's supposed to be nice.
It's supposed to be like 80 degrees on Friday and 70s on Saturday. So if you have an opportunity and the games are not sold, I don't know if there are any tickets available.
There are a few tickets left, but you better hurry. The Florida State-UVA game on Friday night at Davenport Field starts at 6 p.m., and the games on Saturday and Sunday, I believe, are at 1 p.m. So go on virginiasports.com and get yourself some tickets.
So if you've had your fill of NCAA basketball on Thursday and Friday, go on out to the baseball game Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And then we probably should preview next week's show as well, right?
Well, quickly, we've got former UVA lacrosse goalie James Ireland, who still ranks in the top 10 all-time for UVA goalies, and VAF executive director and former UVA basketball player Dirk Kattstra joining us to give us the VAF report, which should be very interesting.
Yeah, should get an update from Dirk as to how their year is going financially. I know it's difficult economic times, but hopefully VAF, they do a great job over there staying in touch with all the friends of the program.
Running through the upcoming weekend, first things first, on Thursday, the UVA wrestling team is traveling to Philadelphia for the NCAA championships. And I think there are 7 Cavalier wrestlers that qualified for the NCAAs. Women have begin tomorrow the NCAA swimming and diving championships. Can't remember where that's being held. The golf team is back in action on Friday.
Does the lacrosse team play this weekend?
Lacrosse team plays Saturday at 3 p.m. against Ohio State. Yours truly will be there in attendance. I encourage all Cavaliers, get up there and buy some tickets and join the team because it's an important game.
Yeah, lacrosse, Klockner in the baseball field, Davenport Field right there together. So you could go and maybe catch both games if you have a chance. But at any rate, again, we thank you for listening tonight. We'll be back our normal time next Wednesday at 6 o'clock for another edition of Who's Talking.
Go Who's.